Jimmy, son. Look at you. Always with that reaction, huh? I like it. Maybe not too much, though. Because each time I do it, you seem to be a little more susceptible. Isn't it supposed to work the other way around? At least make it hard for me. You're making it too easy. You're way too easy to tease with that smile on your face. Innocent and sweet. Can't tell. Maybe it's not so innocent. Why don't you enlighten me? Wasn't what I meant, but not complaining. Jimmy-chan, why don't you come here? Always shying away, playing coy, making me want to chase you. Is that what you want? Sure you do. Just look at you, Chibi-chan. You want me to steal that heart of yours again and again and again. You already know how I am, what I want from you, what I want for us. Come on. So I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'm gonna do, and you can choose to dodge it, Chibi-chan. If you have the guts to, because I might come back twice as hard with the next one. I'm gonna grab you by the waist with these strong muscles of mine. And I'm gonna stare into your eyes, make my face a mere inch away from yours. I'm gonna close in slowly, and you're gonna shut your eyes. Oh, Chibi-chan. You're going to get excited, I bet. And I'm gonna kiss you passionately, slowly, and take those lips of yours as my own, all the while asserting my dominance. I never said I'd do it right away. First comes the grab. Then comes the bonus. Since you are such a good little Chibi-chan. Good. Now, I'm gonna bite your ear. That was for being so good and obedient. And now, I'm gonna take that lip of yours, and I'm gonna kiss you. So passionately, your heart stops. Oh, was there something wrong with that? Come on, Chibi-chan. What's the worst that could happen? You don't say. So the person who saw me making out with you, over there, that's your mom and dad? Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Nice to meet you. I'm your future son-in-law. I've stolen the heart of your child. No regrets. I trust I'll be able to get your blessing. Look at that, Chibi-chan. Just like that. They're so easy to convince. I might as well put my good looks to use, shouldn't I? Besides, if I can get you, I'll do anything. Even if I have to convince them and show them how much I love you. You're mine, Chibi-chan. All mine. Haven't realized it yet, Have you, my Jibby-chan? I'm teasing you. Even if the words are true, might as well have some fun with it, right? Seeing you like this, it excites me. I'm not gonna beat around the bush, but making you a blushing mess of flustered, excited, and totally mine. It's addictive. So, you're going on a date with me, and that's just how it's gonna be. Oh, sorry. Drop those other plans you had. Thanks, Mom and Dad. We'll be back, before midnight. What? I just assumed that that was them waving in approval. The curse words being strong as wishing us well in their own way, right? Well, doesn't matter, Chibi-chan. You're so cute. I could just... No, I will. I'm gonna pick you up and carry you for all to see, so everyone that sees us is gonna know that you're mine. My little Chibi-chan. Where shall we go today? My place. You don't say. Sounds like a plan, doesn't it? Your lips are so sweet, Chibi-chan. You know, Chibi-chan, you give me so many opportunities, I almost feel bad taking them. Of course I can't feel bad, because I can tell in that little heart of yours, you like it, and you like it a lot. So why don't you just come out and say it, Chibi-chan? Say you want more, and maybe you'll get more. Playing the tough act. Why am I not surprised, Chibi-chan? I like it. If you're gonna play that game, I'll play it right along with you. And seeing you like this, well, I like your stubbornness. It only adds to the excitement when I finally do get under your skin. But we both know I can't go letting you get bored of me, Chibi-chan. What's the matter, club manager? Can't take me. I feel these instincts kicking me in the heart just like that. Yeah? You like it? Good. Because I had no intentions of stopping. You think I'd stop with such a cutie? You're supposed to be managing me. But I'd say it's the other way around. From the first time I saw you, I knew I wanted to pick on you. I knew I wanted to push you and see how far you'd let me go. And let's just face it, Chibi-chan. You let me get away with everything, and I love it. You can't blame me if I'm the one getting away with it, all because I even give you the warning. Chibi-chan, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you wanted me to kiss you all those times. Why don't you just be honest then? Say it how it is. That's too embarrassing, isn't it? Don't worry. You are my manager, after all. So, of course, I can't just let you be too embarrassed. I'll protect you from embarrassment. As a team captain, and also as a boyfriend. I am your boyfriend, aren't I? Why don't you say it? I'm your man. Say it, Chibi-chan. Your shy side is definitely a cute point, too. How you react. How you try and pretend you're tougher than you are. Not that I'm saying you're a pushover, but to me, you sure are. Guess the scheming captain got the best of you. Do you ever get tired of it, Chibi-chan? Me, walking all over you, making sure to give you loving hints in there, but also teasing the living hell out of you? Something tells me you really like it. Or you probably wouldn't have stayed this long. You would have been too tired of me, right? Chibi-chan. I'm glad you're not tired of me. Well, not like I'd let you. You're my Chibi-chan, and I don't plan on sharing. So, why don't we get to our date? This way, you can have a small break from me teasing you. Don't look so disappointed now, or I might change my mind. Chibi-chan. Now, I'm gonna stare into those beautiful eyes because I think you're wonderful. And as easy as you are to tease, I'm gonna wrap these arms of mine around you and show you I'm more than just into you for how easy you are and fun you are to tease. I want you to know I want to be your man. Not just your boy. There'd be no fun if it was just one or the other. So probably more a playful, teasing, loving bully. As I know you like when I pick on you. Sorry. It just is written all over your face. My Chibi-chan. Trying to rebel with a cute pat. Not bad. Not bad at all. If it were done to someone else, you might melt my heart, make me feel bad, wounded in my chest. But you are dealing with a scheming and most devilish man. One who isn't afraid to pick on you until you cry. Or cry out my name. Whichever comes first. Chibi-chan. Did I get under your skin? Let's hope so. I wouldn't want you to think I'm going to let things stay as they are. No. Not at all. And let you guess what comes next. Where's the fun in that? There isn't any. No. I need you. I want you. I ache for you. But so much more than that. I want to see you pout. I want to see you shy. And I want to see you covered and against walls. Just like this. Chibi-chan. That's the expression, my Chibi-chan. That's the one I've wanted you to do from the moment I met you. That feeling. That tinge of resentment. And all that attraction. Dancing between those eyes of yours. You don't know when I'm gonna strike or where. And as I put my forehead against yours and look into those eyes, I see your quivering thoughts between wanting to kiss me and wanting to punch me in the face. That's the best part. Remember what I said, though. I'm a gentleman if you let me be. We don't have to make it all teasing. No. I know how you like it, but there's more to me than that. Chibi-chan. hold your hand. But each one of these fingers, in between each one of yours, hold it close to my heart and pull you as close as I want to be. Just like this. Don't you like it, Jimmy Chan? I'm laughing just because I'm legitimately so happy that you gave me a chance. I thought all that teasing would land me right up there with those bullies that you probably dealt with. I guess the difference is I'm more attractive and I know how to treat you. And my pride as a gentleman will only tease you maybe 90% of the time. That other 10%, I might just surprise you. I might just be like a prince. Kiss that hand of yours. Kiss it so many times. Up that arm. What's the matter, Jimmy-chan? Did I steal your words with a kiss? Don't tell me I did it again. Come on. You know I can do better. Why not let me? Oh, did I surprise you? Good. That's what I was aiming to do. In on this side of your ear? And I can whisper more sweet nothings. Why do we even call them that? They obviously mean something if they make your heart race. And I can feel it. Even from here. As I rest my head against yours. Those staggered breaths of yours aren't fooling anyone. Maybe they'd fool a complete idiot, but let's just say when it comes to you, Chibi-chan, I'm perceptive as a wolf who smells blood. And right now in front of me, you're no different than a bloodied steak, just the right amount of rare. I want to sink my fangs into you. Is it all too much for you? Well, too bad. I'm not going to let you go. Mostly because, as much as I want to be that cool facade, Jibi-chan, I can't. I can't let myself go down as just one of those now. When it comes to you, this little teasing war, I am addicted to it, aren't you? I'm beginning to think that the role of the bad guy is my place. Teasing you, being that lord of darkness. What can I say, Chibi-chan? If I get too carried away, I might really make you fall for me more than you have. So, am I too much? Well, that's not always a bad thing. The question is, you still gonna love me if I tease you? Maybe even love me even more? That's all I needed to know. Chibi-chan, you're mine. But I love it. The fact that you get so flustered. So unbelievably shaken by me showing you how I feel, what I want, your desires, your wants, us together, and all this stuff we could be, but we're not. I know life is just one big bundle of one game to the next. Now with you. You're different. And I'd pause it all and walk right into that court without so much as one piece of clothing and proclaim my love for my TV, son. But I also know that's not what you're looking for either. You don't want a bad guy. You don't want a guy who's going to let his ego devour you. No, you want to be teased, but you also want to be loved. I get it, Chibi-chan. I get how it feels. Kind of. As much as I can while being the teaser. Well, your choice, Chibi-chan. Not too late to turn around. I'm sure you wouldn't have very much trouble finding someone. The problem is, finding someone better than me? Not to say I'm a confident bastard, but I'm just confident enough to make you swoon for me. So I suggest, for the betterment of both of us, you wrap your arms around my neck. And I hold you just like this. Is it embarrassing? Me walking with you just like this on display. At a moment's notice, I could steal your lips. How close you are. How easy it'd be. Instead of holding your hands, I'm holding you. And I love this moment, this passion, this connection we have. I can be a schemer all I want, but no amount of scheming can replace real action. And that's why I stand up for my friends a lot. But that's nothing compared to what I feel in this connection we have. Not trying to compare apples and oranges. Let's just say I like oranges a lot more, Chibi-chan. You know what they say, roll with the punches, and with you. I think I'd rather roll with the kisses. I live for these moments. Chibi-chan. Don't forget it. I'm gonna make you mine. All over again. Even though I already kinda did. Who's to say that's the best I got? Hell, I don't even know what the best I got is. So, wanna find out with me? Chibi-chan. I like it. This feeling. This passion. Everything about it is exactly what I was aiming for when I first met you. Then again, I can't claim that much. Mostly because the more I think about it, unless I really knew what to expect. I half expected you not to give me the time of day, to just blow me off as some flirtatious, stupid man. But no, you gave me the chance I wanted. My beautiful, perfect, fun to tease, Chibi-chan. Am I flirting with you too much? I don't think there's such a thing as too much. Not when you look that cute. Aren't I handsome enough for it? You seem to be letting me get away with a whole lot. So, I'll take that as a yes. Or a resounding one at that. So, am I a bad guy or a good guy? Oh, it's so hard to choose sometimes. I guess that's the joy of it. You get to decide for yourself, don't you? And since you're my Chibi-chan, I think you know the answer to it. You're so cute when you get a serious face on. Mostly because it's like you don't know what to say. Reminds me of myself from before. Yes, my storied past. I don't really care about that anymore. Because I got here. And you got here too. So, Chibi-chan. Do you feel lucky? Happy? Loved? That's all I want for you. Passion, romance, slight teasing, never getting bored. You name it, Chibi-chan. That's all my goals. I also don't want to be a bully to the point where you ever feel it outweighs the love I have for you. And that's why, right now, I'm gonna take a moment to take you home. Show you my place and maybe get a little more acquainted. Chibi-chan, I caught you. So there's no escape now. Welcome home. Can you hear the wedding bells chiming already? Why doesn't it surprise me at all? The more I get to know you, Chibi-chan, the more I understand how easily you're pushed around, how easily someone could take advantage of that. Maybe that's why I picked on you so much. I saw the opportunity to be a good man in your life, where I also saw the potential that someone else might swipe you away, take you to a world that I don't want you to go, a world of abuse and sorrow. I didn't want that for my Chibi-chan. The thought of seeing you frown made me act, made me pounce at you. So, for all I picked on you, I figured my picking on wouldn't be half as bad as one of those terrible types. Not to mention, Chibi-chan, you seem like the type who goes for the bad boys. Not that I'm complaining. You got the best bad boy in the world. Mind if I show you why? Because when I kiss, there's no pretext. When I hold you, it's because I want to. And because at any moment, I could tell you something special from my past. A deep, dark secret. An alluring truth. You never know with me. Don't you just love it? Isn't it just great? I know I got you in so many ways. But it's not just about capturing you. It's about keeping you safe. Insisting to be that man who protects and cherishes you. Instead of letting some bastard steal away everything precious from you. It does break my heart. Just thinking about how many people get taken advantage of. People who just want love. They just want trust. They want a true relationship. And baby, I want the same thing. Chibi-chan. I hope you know you saved me just as much as I might have saved you. It's all about that. I can't let it go, so I'll never let you go, because I don't trust the world out there. Even if I trust you and don't fully trust myself. Why? Because when I look at you, my mind goes blank, and I start thinking and stop thinking, and the only thing that comes to mind is some kind of teasing. Some kind of romantic, wonderful situation that I can't take back. All about you, my Chibi-chan. Let's make you more mine. This love war we have, I could get used to it, Chibi Chan. Chibi-chan, looks like I got you. But wait, I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'm going to do, because it's so fun to see your reaction every single time. I'm gonna wrap my arms around you, Chibi-chan. I'm gonna kiss your neck and kiss my way down your body, not missing a single place. Then, once I find that cute little sex of yours, I'm going to tease it to all hell and back. How's that sound, Chibi-chan? Your cute voice escaping. What's the matter, Chibi-chan? You seem a little flustered. Could it be the anticipation, knowing what's happening next, where I'm gonna kiss next, that cute chest of yours, tasty nipples? Could it be the nape of your neck? What shall it be? Teasing your nipples sure is fun, even if it's with my hand, but even more with my tongue. I haven't even tied up your hands yet, and yet you have them behind you, as if you're so formal. Why not explore? I promise I won't break. Your nipples look happy to see me, but I want to see you down here. My Chibi-chan. What a cute tummy you have. Cute hips. Your reactions, they betray you, Chibi-chan. The closer I get to your sex, the more excited you seem, the more I mess you up, and I can feel you tensing, squirming, The tighter I hold you. Chivita. You're tasty. Your inner thigh, especially, tastes like sex. Can you feel my hot breath on it? Your most precious place. You're so cute when you're shy. So damn cute. Does it feel good? My mouth adhering to this lewd place. To my tongue wildly exploring. You turn me on so much, Jeevitan. Why don't you tell me what I deserve to take next? Jeevitan, tell me what you want me to steal from you. And that sexy body of yours. Can you feel my cock rubbing against you just like that? Yeah. Can you taste your sex, the flavor of it on my lips when I kiss you? Yes, your thighs are so perfect. I could fuck them like this, grinding my cock in between them. Yeah. Fuck. You make me so excited, my Jeevitan. You want it bad, don't you, Jeevitan? Why don't you say it? Beg for me to bully you with my cock. Of course. It'll be the gentle, sensual, desire-filled bullying. Why don't you beg like my good little Jimmy Chen? Yeah. Use those thighs. Milk that cock. That's it. Now I'm really ready to bully your insides. Get ready, Chibi-chan. I'll fold you over nicely. So you get a good view. Chibi-chan, you like it when I kiss your sweet, legs, the inner thigh, as I take you with my cock. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Deep down. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Deep. It's done. Fuck. Surely you wanted more than that. Say it. Say you want me to bully your insides. Say it in the lewdest way you know how. Good little Jimmy Chan. Now I can pound you with my cock. I can clean the slutty inside. Fuck. 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 Feels so fucking good. Yeah, you like that. You like that I take you to your time. Yeah, you like that. You fucking like it so much. That cock's so deep inside you. Fucking say it. Yeah, Chibi-chan. That's right. I'm corrupting you. Making you mine. In the sweetest, best way. As I pound you just like that. Yeah, beg for me. Beg for me to fill those inside you. My TV job. Yeah, you fucking want more, Chibi-chan? Yeah, say it. Beg for me, Chibi-chan. Yeah. Yeah. You want it just like that. You want it nice and loving. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, Chibi-chan. Fuck you. Fuck yeah. Fuck that cock. Yeah, you want me to come so fucking deep inside? Come on, beg, Chibi-chan. Chibi-chan. Let me bully those insides. So nice. Coming. Fuck yeah. Chibi-chan. My cute, my perfect Chibi-chan. You know how much I love you, right? If you don't by now, understand. You're my first and last. Mm-hmm. Cibitan. How much I love you. How much I want you. And even if I bully you a million times, I know you'll like it. Because my heart's in the right place. Cibitan. I love you. No one in the whole damn world looks as cute as you right now. My TV done.